Ollie, a good advertisement for the first division, the top two teams, no doubt about it. And yet again, you were in the lead here at the Belfield Bowl. You certainly gave them a run for their money.
Yeah, we did give them a run for the money, but, you know, going 1-0 up with whatever it was 14 minutes ago, you know, you would have hoped that we'd have kicked it to next week. Now, look, there was no guarantee that next week we would win or that UCD would lose in Longford. You know, there was no guarantee in that, but we were kind of hoping to keep it going to the last game of the season. To be fair, the table doesn't lie. UCD have been the best side to their credit and deserve to win the league. However, we'd love to have kicked it to touch for another week, to put it that way to you. But, you know, the other side of it is we probably have a week extra now to lick our wounds, if you like, and try and prepare for a playoff, which is going to be tougher again than tonight was. But I thought we played quite well. Very disappointed with the goal we conceded. We haven't conceded that many, but credit to it. It reminded me somewhat of the playoff game that we played in Ballybofey against UCD about 4 or 3 years ago, where they went in the lead first of all and we scored from basically a mistake and went on to win it in a semi-final of the playoff. It was something similar. They nearly went on to win it by Kieran Gallagher coming off his line in the last minute. But a point, you know, it gets you into second place with the results the way they went. But we move on. You know, like, the table doesn't lie. Usually we couldn't beat them the 3 times we played them. You know, we matched them tonight and still couldn't beat them, to put it that way, too. So, fair play to them. They're a decent side with some very, very good footballers. And, look, we move on. We try and go the hard route, which is much, much harder, as we know.
You were without the likes of Maggie Place and Mark Timlin, and I suppose in some respects it showed the strength of the squad that you have there, and that is important to get into a position like you have.
Yeah, it is. I mean, we probably the way we've improved from the break is that we've 18 and indeed more lads that all can step in and play, and trying to keep them happy sometimes is difficult as well, but it's part of it. Some lads came in tonight and did very well. John Flynn hasn't started in a while. He held the ball up very, very well in Chase Stone. Jesse Devers hasn't started in a couple of weeks. Jesse was very, very good, which is good for them. But, you know, it's not about any individuals here. It's about us trying to get promoted, which, you know, at the moment is a much, much difficult task than it was maybe when we were half an hour ago when we went 1-0 up. But so be it. Congratulations again to UCD. They've, you know, the structures and that they have here with their scholarship schemes. You know, I know them well and know the way they run it. Jeremy McNally there runs this excellently, and Colly O'Neill has put together a side. Like, they're together since we went up in the playoffs, a lot of those players. And well done. They're the best side in it, and we've no bones about that league.
So, on the one hand, you would have probably grabbed at the start of the season to be second, and yet there's a little tinge of maybe disappointment in that it's all up for grabs still.
Well, it is and it isn't. Like, you know, we have to go into a semi-final of the playoff. Whoever we play will have played the 2 weeks previous. You know, if they pick up a load of red cards and injuries, great. But if they don't and they have 2 games under their belt and we're sitting idle for that length of time, then it could pose difficulties. But look, we have to try and you know, lift and get the heads up and move on. You know, would we have taken second place at the start of the year? Of course you would, Chris. You know, we've probably overachieved, and maybe tonight then there's a little bit of, yeah, we could have gone to the last game. But the reality of it is that it would be very difficult to see UCD lose 2 games in a row, and they haven't all year. And maybe we've just kicked it a week early that we know where we are. We know UCD had won it, rather than next Friday night and us trying to pick up our heads, you know. And there's no guarantee we'd have beaten Cavendish either, to put it that way to you. But look, we'll take where we are and we'll move on to the playoffs.
And the momentum continues, because apart from the Dundalk defeat, your last defeat was against UCD in Ballybofey. You're on a great run.
Yeah, it's okay, yeah. In fact, our last defeat on the road was here in Belfield, I think. Bar the cup game. My mum was certain back when we came up here way back in April is our last away game that we lost. But it doesn't count for anything, you know. We're first division side at the moment, and unless we can pull something out of the bag in a semi-final of the playoff, you know, this season we look back at it maybe and say, well, look, we could have done a lot better, but we could have done a hell of a lot worse too. Look, we lick our wounds and play Cavendish next week and look to the playoffs, whatever that brings, Chris.